out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Back at it again. Second Date Update.
Yes, we love this.
You put yourself out there to be vulnerable.
That's right.
You try to find someone to stay with you. They don't want to stay.
Sometimes they don't.
Why?
I don't know, girl.
I don't know.
It's a different time now.
It is. Well, we have Ashton on the phone this morning. Good morning, Ashton. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
So tell us, my man, who did you go out on a date with?
An amazing girl named Melanie. We had, I thought we had great chemistry. We met on OkCupid.
Okay.
We did the chat back and forth there for a little while, a couple of weeks. And, you know, a lot of common values. We both love animals. We both have, like, strong bonds with our families, all that sort of stuff.
Good.
So I invited her to go to Jenna's Lounge downtown.
Okay.
We had drinks. Things were very flirty. The chemistry was certainly there. Like, whatever was online certainly translated to real life, which is always nice.
Yes.
I walked her back to her car. We're chatting. You know, we end up kissing. We're sort of making out. And, you know, we left it with a, hey, let's do this again. And I've messaged, I've called, and just nothing. And
really?
I'm a little confused because everything was, like, golden from start to finish. So
I'm not sure
what's up.
Yeah,
it is confusing because it sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Plus, you were making out.
I mean, you were making out.
That usually is a home run.
It is.
For a second
date.
You might get a text later.
That's right.
That night.
So how long has it been since the last time you spoke to her?
Been almost 2 weeks now.
Oh, God.
Well, we don't like to hear
that's
that.
Kind of pushing it.
Ooh.
All right. Well, listen, this is what we'll do, Ashton. Yeah. We'll play a song. Then when we get back, we will call Miss Melanie and find out why, after a really great date, two weeks, she just decided not to get it back in touch with you. Sound okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get a second date between Ashton and Melanie with Chris in the Morning Rush coming up on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Back at it with a Second Date Update. We have Ashton on the phone.
Yes.
Tracy.
Yeah.
He went out with Melanie. Now, I love that they met on OkCupid. I don't hear about that one a lot.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people use Match, but OkCupid,
I love that.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they had a really nice date. A lot of things in common.
Sounded great.
Family values.
Yeah.
They had animals.
Animals.
Like some animals, honey.
Yeah.
And then they, of course, went to the lounge and had some drinks.
Jenna's.
Love
it.
And like you said, you guys started kissing, and then for some reason, you figured you'd be getting a second date, but it's been 2 weeks since you have gotten a hold of her. That's right, Ashton?
Yeah, that's right. It's a little strange.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's not wait any longer. Let's give her a call, and hopefully we can get a second date. Good luck.
Okay.
Hello, this is Melanie.
Oh, hi, Melanie. How are you?
Hi, good. Who is this?
My name is Krista. This is the very beautiful Tracy.
Hey, girl.
We are not telemarketers, by the way.
No, we're not.
We are from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Oh, like the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
What's up?
So listen, we are calling because you are very popular, young lady.
Yep.
There is someone that has taken quite a bit of liking to you, although the liking has gone by for 2 weeks, and he's wondering where you've been. Do you remember going out with a guy named Ashton?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, Ashton wants to know where you've been.
What's up?
We want to know.
Well, okay. So, going to be honest. You know, we met online, OkCupid or whatever, and had a really nice date. And, like, he looked like his picture, which is huge.
Oh, yeah.
You know how, like, people don't look like what they post.
Yep.
We were having a good time and, like, went back to my car and started making out. But, like, he started making out with my ear, like, really getting in there and, like, and it felt like a dog was licking me.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
It was just uncomfortable and gross. And like, I kind of played it off as like, ha ha, ticklish, you know,
yeah.
didn't want to hurt his feelings or whatever. I'd be like, what are you doing, weirdo? Cause we had had such a good time. And then, you know, I went home and then I was just like, that's an awkward thing to bring up. I don't ever want to bring it up, which is why I've been like
So you literally had like
gone back.
you had like a puddle of saliva in your ear from him.
Yeah. Yes, like
Ooh.
There's a pool. Like,
I mean, we're not
people
just
could
talking.
Go swimming in it.
We're not just talking.
Is
like,
that why you didn't call me back?
Oh, yes, honey.
He's on the line.
Yes, Mr. Ashton is on the line yeah. because, of course, you're on Second Date Update, Melanie.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah.
I honestly had no idea. That's why.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
It made me so uncomfortable and grossed out. And I just, I didn't have the guts to tell you why because I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I guess I thought ghosting
you would be less hurtful. Yeah.
Oh, Ashton, have you, I mean, I like my ear to be sucked on. I mean,
well, how long are you there, though? Like, how long are you there?
I don't care. I don't care. Sometimes it's a turn up for people.
Well, yeah, for a minute.
Maybe he was hungry, Ashton. Come on, man. Are ears your fetish? What's the thing?
I got a thing for ears. Like, it's
birthday,
and she has really cute ears, and I just wanted to kiss them. And so,
I knew it.
Yeah, I mean, I apologize. I didn't mean to, like, soak your ear or, like, give you some, like, I wasn't like a golden retriever up there, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I really enjoyed our time together, and now that I know, I'll certainly I'll pump the brakes on that.
Yeah.
But I would love to see you again.
Cause I mean,
I thought the rest of the day was awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess fetishes and if it's
there are fetishes.
Ooh.
There's fetishes,
yeah.
And now that I know that that's you, and now that I know that that's yours, I can be like, okay, enough with the ear. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let's move on.
Enough with the ear.
You can wear some big ass earrings, so it'd be like, no,
yeah,
I don't want to put that in my mouth.
Yeah, or headphones.
That's right. So this is what we're gonna do.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
The big question is then, will you be going on a second date with Ashton, Melanie?
I mean, listen to him. He sounds so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I ignored you.
So that's a yes?
That's a yes, right?
I was just nervous about that. I didn't know.
Is that a yes?
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up because I really enjoyed our date. So
I'd love to go on
a
date.
Not again.
Yeah.